The Traveler's Journal, January 24th, Finding Gold in California. Back in 1842, when California was still a province of Mexico, a Swiss immigrant named John Sutter was granted 50,000 acres at the confluence of the American and Sacramento rivers. Sutter carved a kingdom out of the wilderness and built an adobe fort he called New Helvetica. In January of 1848, Sutter sent his construction foreman, James Marshall, to set up a sawmill along the American River in a gentle valley called Coloma. On the 24th, Marshall was widening the mill race. "Something shining in the bottom of the ditch caught my eye," he later explained. "I picked it up and my heart began to thump, for I knew it was gold." Marshall's discovery set off a chain of events that changed history. Initially, Sutter tried to keep the discovery quiet, but the news leaked out. On May 12th, a San Francisco newspaper reporter paraded a bottle of American River gold dust through the streets, and by the middle of June, half the city's population had gone off to scratch for gold along the banks of the American River. More than 100,000 people from around the world rushed to California to seek their fortunes in the gold fields. A few succeeded, most barely survived, but the migration transformed both California and America's national psyche. The West became a mythic land where fortunes were made and dreams came true. Today, at California's Gold Rush State Park, amid the recreated remains of the village of Coloma, they're holding their annual celebration of Marshall's discovery. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.